Okay, so my name is Cassie, for those of you that don't know me, and I went to the trip, and it was a huge blessing, and I definitely think God was touching all of our hearts there. And there was one night that we were just worshiping God, and everyone just started crying and like bawling, and we all got into these different like groups, and we were all just telling each other what was wrong and praying for each other, and it was like amazing. Like, you could definitely feel that the Holy Spirit was there. And then on the last night, we did testimony and like sharing, and basically everybody talked about how they were getting away from God, and how they all wanted to fix that and they wanted to change. And after everyone spoke, we all hugged each other and just prayed for each other, and it was amazing because you could see the change in everybody from the beginning. Because whenever we first got there, it was like we were all like teenagers just living our lives, you know. And then at the end, you could tell that we all wanted to worship God, and we were all there for Him. And you could see that in each and every person, and we were all encouraging each other, and you could just feel like the love, you know, from everybody. And it was truly amazing, and I really think God changed each and every one of our hearts there.
I'm Nick, for those of you who don't know. I was really blessed to go on this trip. I wasn't originally going to go. I kind of decided super last minute that I was going to go. Going to Off the Wall, I realized that I had been running from God for quite a while. And I read the Bible a little bit, and I prayed a little bit, but I never really was seeking God, and I wasn't really doing what I should have been. But going up there, I realized that I should be doing these things more. So I've started seeking God in my life, and I'm also really thankful for the fellowship that we all developed as disciples for God. And I also want to explain something. So you may have seen me in two shirts in some of the pictures. We did a few of us did a contest to see who could wear the shirt the longest. So being me, I cut the sleeves off to make it easier. And I had to wear two shirts because Kenny said I couldn't wear my cut off because it was showing too much.
I'm Terrence. I'm just really glad we got to go on this trip. I went up there. I was seeking attention and love from other people, but I was far from God. And one night we were just worshiping and singing our hearts out to God, and I just let all that go. And I feel like I grew a lot closer to God through this trip, and I'm thankful that I got to go. And I hope I can bring what I learned over there to Missouri and share what I learned.
I'm Zeke. This trip was amazing because I was really far off from God. The fellowship that all of us encountered, I know us group of guys got a whole lot closer, and I got a whole lot closer with everybody else in the youth group. And the worship and praying over everyone really, really touched me, because I was not much of a person to do that stuff, and it taught me that I need to do more of that. And so, yeah.
Well, thank you all for sharing. It's so exciting to see what God's doing in your lives. And is this the new seating arrangement for the youth now? Okay. Well, we'll look forward to it. We'll look forward to it. All right, I'd like to close us in prayer. Please remember that we have a meal waiting for us downstairs, even if you didn't bring food. You're welcome to stay. We have plenty. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for how you pursue us. Thank you for what we've just seen from our youth and how you've worked in their lives. And we just pray that as they come home, thank you for that mountaintop experience, Lord. Pray as they come home, we can encourage them and keep that fire going and just continue to work in their lives and ours as well. I just want to thank you for the food we have. I pray you'd bless and nourish to our bodies. In Christ's name, amen. You're dismissed.